The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about Joe Rogan. He is literally the biggest podcaster on the planet with 100 million listens per month. And lately, he's raising eyebrows.
We could get 1% of that.
It's not even that. You know, I don't listen to Joe Rogan because I don't like him. I've listened a couple times. I don't get it. But obviously, I'm not the majority.
No, obviously
If he's
not.
Getting 100 million listens, right? 100 million plays, that's a lot.
I was a fan of Joe Rogan early on in, like, of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then once he sold out, right, he kind of sold out for, what, $100 million? That's, I mean, hey, I'm not hating on that. I was alluding that. Everything changed, I felt, because then you're forced to, like, produce
the work.
You have
to come up with different kind of content every day, and it has to be compelling, and it doesn't matter if he, like, it seems like, he is lying on his podcast a lot, and people are calling him out on it.
It's interesting that you both said that, because
and then he's also said, like, some crazy racist stuff to
Yeah, them. Totally. That's the thing that really gets to me. I can't believe that he would use the N-word like that.
Yeah, but
crazy.
All that stuff's been out for years. That's why I stopped listening to him a long time ago.
It's because he's on the Spotify platform now.
Or
when
it
was free
on
YouTube, it's different. Now you're getting paid.
Or is it because of his stance on vaccination? Because all these people knew before. They knew that he was saying these things before, and now that they had a chance to go after him.
900,000 people have died because of COVID. And it's hurtful to their families to say, well, you should have just given them ivermectin. They would have been fine. You should have just given them, you know, remdesivir.
I mean, but it was hurtful to their families when he was saying the N-word. It was hurtful to his family when he was, you know, making comparison to apes.
Nobody cared until he made all that money. And no matter what, people are going to hate on you for doing that. And they're going to come after you. I don't like him. I don't like that he said the N-word. It's disgusting to me.
I haven't liked him for a long time.
Well, I don't know him, but I don't like his content. That's what we're going to discuss
today. Oh, yeah, personally,
today.
I don't know him, but I'm saying I don't like his show.
But one thing that you both said that's interesting to me is it is once he got the money. We've had so many people say, since he moved to Texas, since he got that big money, he's different. It just sounds different. The content is different. The discussions are different. It just is.
Yeah.
And it's because he's being forced to put out 2 to 3 hours of content daily. It's hard to do that. Be factual, be compelling, be interesting.
That's a lot of prep work.
It's a lot.
And one thing, though, it is interesting from a comics perspective is he's done something that no one's ever been able to do. Like the platforms that he's like had for other comics and like, you know, opportunities he's afforded to other comics, too. So it is a little, that's tough.
So they excuse that. It's not okay.
You have a lot of...
There's a lot of artists that get away with bull because they're, you know, talented or you like their music or whatever the case is. It's not okay. All right, we're talking about it now. Serious question this Tuesday morning. How much does your man care about fashion? Let's discuss now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I say that because we walked in a few days ago and I noticed DJ Automatic talking to Anthony A. Anthony had this plaid, like, flannel shirt on. Very fashion forward on. I was like, oh, dope. That's, I like that. And they were just having this deep convo. I was like, but I don't think I could wear it because I look like a farmer. Y'all went on for quite a bit, though, about your clothing.
I guess when you're men like me and Automatic, you do. But, like, real men don't.
Yeah.
When you're whatever we call myself, DJ Automatic, like,
yeah, I wouldn't call us, what do they even say, metrosexual anymore?
Nah. You can say metrosexual, you can say whatever you want, DJ Automatic.
I wouldn't say that our clothing style is fluid.
Yeah,
maybe,
I mean, right now I got sweats on. When I take pictures, and like, that's the reason we're talking about this because we're gonna do a photo shoot, and Anthony had this like new shirt on that I hadn't seen before, and I had thought about buying something similar to that, but I knew I'd look like a farmer.
Yeah.
So, I
but he pulls it off because he looks more like a modern day cholo.
And then when like another man says, like, you know, interesting, like, how much did you spend on that or where'd you get it? That's a compliment. All right. It's like, oh, Automatic. Where'd you get that sweater, dude?
Oh, I like that.
Damn. How'd you get it for?
But personally, I'm more of a, like, a hat and shoe guy. And Anthony's more of a hat guy. And he's becoming more of a shoe guy lately.
Well, you guys showed up to the photo shoot with the same shoe. I was like, what's going on?
I had the fragmented blazers. He just had the OG blazers.
Okay. And, I don't know what that means. But.
Yeah. We lost her. But I think you should mark this day down, Automatic, because this day that your wife is complimenting your fashion.
I know.
You look good. That's, you look good.
There you go.
You look good at the photo shoot. Anthony, you look good at the photo shoot. I look die. But you guys look great. I want to say that. And I think men should care more about the way they dress. It says a lot about you.
You know what I felt the most happy about is the fact that I didn't wear a hat. Like I actually like had hair, like I had like a hairdo, a new hairdo that I've never had before.
Well, Anthony got his hair done too, but we'll talk about that another day. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Boy Scout Day. Shout out to our Boy Scouts out there.
Shout out to Boy Scouts out there.
We also got National Kite Flying Day. It's also National Safe Internet Day. So update the passwords.
Yes.
Check your browser history. Make sure you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And we'll wrap it up on National Nirvana Day. All right. Now this day is the anniversary of Buddha's death, and it is a festival that's celebrated by 500 million people around the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of Buddhists in the world, so this is the anniversary. Nirvana, I thought it was the rock group.
Wow.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's move on now. Black History Month. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was the first African-American ever appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he was appointed by President Lyndon B. Johnson, served on the court from 1967 to 1991. I heard a rumor that we might be getting an African-American woman very soon.
Oh. Let's hope so. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Joe Rogan is the biggest podcaster in the world, period, with over 100 million listens a month. Whew. And right now, what I'd like to call, and I think DJ Automatic, I don't know if you coined the term or not, but the social justice warriors.
Oh, I didn't coin it, but I've been using it for a long time. Right?
Yeah, they come in at Joe Rogan for several reasons. Number one, some controversial information about the pandemic, and now his use of the N-word. Joe Rogan is a 50-plus-year-old white man, and he's apologizing.
Whenever you're in a situation where you have to say, I'm not racist, you f***ed up, and I clearly have f***ed up.
Do you believe Joe Rogan should be kicked off of Spotify?
No.
Okay, Automatic, why not?
Because we live in America and you have the First Amendment and he can express and say whatever he wants to say. Does it have to be true? No. Do you have to listen to him? No. I've been listening to Joe Rogan. I was one of the very first people because Tate Fletcher is a friend of mine. I've known him for a very long time.
Oh, Joe Rogan real fans will know
Tate Fletcher used to be Joe Rogan's bodyguard and he also was the head of security at a club that I worked at.
Was he racist too?
He is not a racist. But these guys talk a certain way. And that was the reason why I stopped listening to Joe Rogan, because I didn't like the way they talked. I didn't think that it was intelligent. I felt like it was a bro session of a bunch of dudes just bouncing ideas off each other. And sometimes that can be dangerous, especially when you got 100 million people listening to it. Was anything really researched? Was anything really like they put a whole lot of thought into this? No, they're just a bunch of bros sitting in a room, usually smoking weed, talking to each other.
So you think it's like a whack, misinformed podcast, but you don't believe they should be canceled?
No, because they have the right to do that in America. You have the right to not listen.
I think as Spotify, the platform that they are, if they don't take a stance and cut and separate ties from Joe Rogan, then you almost start to be an enabler in the problem of the use of that word. You know, by not doing anything about it, you're allowing it to go on.
Let's talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine, who we played on the radio using the N-word. There's a lot of people that are not African-American that use the N-word, and they haven't been censored. You know, and us in this room would never do that, but it happens. The reason that the Joe Rogan situation is so important to me is because I think that to cancel him and to get him fired from Spotify is wrong. I know people are going to come at me like a crazy person. As you said, though, DJ Automatic, before the N-word, before the pandemic, we're talking 8 years ago or whatever.
Longer than that.
You decided, I don't want to listen to this mess. So you didn't. And that is what everyone should think about. If you don't like it, don't listen. Unless you're instigating violence, that's the only time that censorship is, in my opinion, and actually that's what the law says, is when you impose censorship. People can lie, they can be stupid, it's entertaining, it is what it is. Joe Rogan is not a journalist. He's a guy that comes from radio, which is why he's so good at podcasting. If you really look at podcasting, there's like 10 people that are really doing it, and then there's 200 million that are doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's not my job or your job to tell somebody what to believe. If they're too stupid to go to their doctor, if their intelligence is lacking that much, if they're going to believe Joe Rogan, a dude who's just sitting in front of Mike about COVID or anything else, that's not my problem. And it's not my job to tell them what to believe. And it's not Joe Rogan's either.
Do you think that maybe Joe Rogan just kind of ran out of things to talk about?
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's kind of like what happens.
I mean, they're like 20,000 episodes in.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing that happens with podcasts. Eventually, they just turn into big content pools, right? Where it's like, what are we talking about? Nothing. And like when it comes to separating podcasts from radio, that's the beautiful thing about being on the broadcast side is like we exist in people's everyday life, right? So they're with us while they're going to go pick up their kids.
That's
we're with
right.
them while they're going through that. And it allows us and like also provides us with like lanes to stay in to like help these people get through these things.
Well, it's also very curated. We plan what we're going to say. We have a certain amount of time to say it. Like, and you damn straight I'm not going to get on here and say some kind of weird, crazy lie. I'm never going to do that.
Because we don't have to, right? Like Joe Rogan is now paid X amount, $100,000,
$100 million.
$100 million.
To have to talk for 3 hours a day and you're going to have to figure out things to say, dog. Like
and be interesting.
I guess there's some people going to come at us because he got some big fans.
No, of course. But the one thing you can do if you don't like something is don't pay attention to it. Don't give it energy. Don't listen to it. If you are so like against Joe Rogan, cancel your Spotify account. Don't listen to Joe
Rogan.
That's
what you do.
Yeah, you don't have to like say, oh, we have to cancel him. He can never speak again. He can never be a part of this because people have their right to their opinions. Does it mean they're right? No, but you have a right to say, hey, I don't agree with you. I'm not going to pay attention to you.
And the First Amendment guarantees the right of free speech, even hate speech. No, you can be hateful as long as you don't incite violence.
Oh,
true
okay.
story.
See, there we go. That's
true story.
But that's a fine line, though. But it is illegal if you incite violence.
Yes, so. But Joe Rogan isn't inciting violence. He's inciting stupidity, and it's not my job to tell them to call their doctor and have a real conversation with them.
And if you don't support him, cancel your Spotify.
And listen to our podcast instead.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Have Zendaya and her boyfriend Tom Holland gone and got married? Yeah, I'm talking about Zendaya from Shake It Up. Let's talk about this story and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Klay Thompson celebrating his birthday and Anderson .Paak celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so obviously Kylie Jenner had a baby boy. You know, she made the announcement. She kept it secret for a minute. Baby was born on the 2nd of this month. Congratulations to her. And then we've all seen that her soon-to-be ex-brother-in-law, Kanye West,
bro,
still a little upset on social media because of Kim Kardashian. He scrubbed, though, some of the hateful things he put up, scrubbed her cousin asking for Yeezys, and he did spend some days with his kiddos. So maybe they're coming to some kind of agreement. I don't know. I hope things turn out well for both of them. And the kids. Moving on to talk about Roddy Ricch. He disabled his Instagram. I thought this was important to discuss because Automatic met Roddy Ricch, and he said, man, he's a quiet guy. Extremely shy. Obviously an introvert.
Yeah, his last album was called Please Excuse Me for Being an Antisocial.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. He's hurt right now. His latest project, not doing so well. We were scheduled to have an interview with him. It didn't work out. I think he's upset and he's hurt by all the criticism he's receiving. You said earlier, though, Ant, people that you know love the album.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
anytime you're online, right, and you're putting out art, you have the loud minority of people who are going to dislike it and stuff like that. And it sucks that he let him get to him like that, but I hope he's using this time to kind of refocus and game plan.
The other thing is you have to remember, Roddy Ricch just turned 23 years old.
Is he young?
He's a young dude, and he had a lot of really, really, you know, big moments in his life right away. And sometimes, you know, you're gonna build you up to break you right down.
All right, and then finally Zendaya. Yes, Zendaya from Shake It Up and Casey Undercover and now Euphoria. Her and her boyfriend, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, they just bought a home together in Southwest London. They have a gym. He'll have a man cave. She gets a movie theater. 6 bedrooms. Why do people need 6 bedrooms? I don't know. And they're both 25 years old. I guess because I watched Zendaya grow up, for me, I was like, man, she's already 25 years old and moving in with her boyfriend.
It's like a mansion, though. They don't even live together. That's big. That's bigger than
they're
most people.
They're living together.
Dog, that's like a small apartment complex.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, and they're only 25. That Euphoria money must be good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The number one job in America pays $145,000 a year. There's over 14,000 job openings right now, and I'm going to list the top 10 job openings. So this is big news. In case you missed it, 3 stories you need to know, because your timeline moves too quickly. We put them together and give them to you, DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, you might have heard about the Great Resignation of 2021. Turns out, not just millennials and Gen X did all the quitting. A new study reveals that 65% of Gen Z workers plan to stay at their current jobs for a year or less.
They're getting their experience and they're moving on
up. Exactly. The biggest motivating factor for them to stay, salary and bonuses. generous paid time off, opportunities to move up within the company. The study also showed that more women were more likely to stay longer at their jobs than men.
May I suggest, if you are a business owner, move people up from within.
You have to incentivize people.
I don't understand how so many companies, and we've seen it happen, they have so many talented people around them and they go unnoticed, and it creates a sense of animosity, a sense of no one caring, and they quit and they're out, and then your company just gets old.
Yeah.
That's just true. You gotta hire young and then move up from within.
Well, before the pandemic, a lot of people were just held to their jobs because that's the financial situation they were in.
Yes, yes.
But then, you know, the beauty of, you know, being let go from the job is you got that fresh start.
That's right. You had to go find something else.
Yeah, dude. Well, I feel like people aren't living to work anymore. They're working to live.
Oh.
I like that. I like that. I do. Right. I want to tell a story real quick. When we fought to get Anthony A on the show, people are like, well, he's never been on radio. So what? You have to teach people. That's what it's about. You know, hire people that are teachable and talented.
Yeah.
And your company will grow.
There you go. They were sleeping on me.
Thanks.
All right. And there's still plenty of people sleeping as the world turns. In case you missed it, a dietitian from the Academy of Nutrition, Nancy Z. Farrell, came out with a recent study that revealed four ways to wake up without caffeine. Number one is start off with a 5-minute yoga routine. I'm pro that, dude. I like getting my stretch on.
Who's got 5 minutes when you up at 3 a.m., sir?
Oh, my God, dang. All right. No, this minutes. Ain't for Dana. All right. Number two, go outdoors. I like to do that. That's the beauty of owning a dog in an apartment complex.
It's cold.
Okay. All right. I'm talking to a bunch of people who haven't had the coffee yet, it seems like. All right. Number three, play some upbeat music. You know, Eminem, Lose Yourself, Jay-Z, okay, Empire State of Mind. You know, maybe Taylor
little
Swift.
Kodak Black.
ZZ. Right. And also, number four, kick it off with a 10-ounce glass of water straight to the dome.
That's the first thing I do every morning is I drink water before I have my coffee.
With my good green stuff in there.
I used to just have normal water, and now Dana puts this green stuff in there, and now it just tastes like I'm drinking a bottle of like onion water.
It's broccoli water. Get it right.
It's not good.
All righty. Yeah, but you healthy.
Thanks.
In case you missed it, Glassdoor.com just released the top 100 jobs in America. I'm going to break down five right now. Number five, strategy manager, 140,000 annually, 7,000 job openings right now.
All right.
Number four, what's a DevOps engineer? That's so fancy, I don't even know what that means. 120,000 a year, 8,500 job openings. Number three, data scientist, 120,000 annually, 10,000 job openings. Number two, full stack engineer, $102,000 a year, 11,000 job openings. And the number one job available in America is an enterprise architect, $145,000 annually, 14,021 job openings today.
Part of me thought you were going to say like the enterprise rental car prep or something like that. Like
no.
Enterprise rental manager. Like that, like,
you
that's
used
good,
to work for Enterprise.
I did. Shout out to everybody at Enterprise.
You get everybody
car
free
preps.
Gas.
I feel like Dana. Every single one of those jobs requires you to have a computer engineering or some kind of computer science degree.
And just to let you know, a lot of these jobs aren't being fulfilled because immigration is down and we were hiring people overseas. We are not focused on math and science here in America. So if you want your children to be successful, get them coding classes. A lot of them are free online.
And a lot of them do our warehouse management positions too, though. So that's available.
You
as
know
well.
What? What made top 10 sales positions, which don't require college. A lot of times when you enter into the sales force, you're working and moving up the ladder. So if you can get into that and become successful, you can make a lot of money.
That's a lane for any homies who were transitioning from, you know, the premium content or OnlyFans content subscription that they were selling. There's an avenue for you there right there. Sales. Corporate sales.
You were selling yourself.
Yeah.
Now you sell something else.
Yeah, really selling yourself.
All right, so I'm going to list these jobs now, including all 100 at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go follow me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, my WTF story today. A beauty contest rocked by Botox scandal.
You can't have Botox and be in a beauty contest?
Not if you're a camel.
What?
In Dubai, Saudi authorities have conducted their biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contestants that received Botox injections and other artificial touch-ups.
Oh, no.
The state-run Saudi press agency reported earlier this month that over 40 camels were disqualified from the annual pageant because their faces were unnatural.
Oh. They're giving camels almost Botox?
Yeah, well, they're competing for $66 million in prize money.
Oh, they look like a Kardashian. That's funny, dude.
Why do they all look like Kylie Jenner?
Botox injections, camel facelifts, and other cosmetic alterations have made camels more attractive.
What?
And after the judges went to go check on these camels, they realized that they had been injected in their heads, necks, humps, and even had their postures altered.
Hit them with some Skims.
This guy could have used those Skims. A woman got into her car last week and found more than unexplained mud on her seats. There was a naked guy hiding in her trunk.
Hell no.
She called the cops and then started filming. Listen to this.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
How did you get in there?
I'm the son of the Pope.
What the f***?
I got my pants on.
He's asking her permission to put his pants on. That guy sounds just like Rumpelstiltskin from Shrek. Listen.
I'm the son of the Pope.
Here, listen to Rumpelstiltskin.
Just sign it and all your problems will disappear.
Well, none of this guy's problems are disappearing because the cops did arrest him and he is now being held in a psych ward and being evaluated.
Yeah, because I can't imagine going to my car and finding a man in my trunk who said that he's the son of the Pope. That's creepy.
Oh, man. Speaking of evaluating, evaluate your life next time your significant other asks you to do a chore. A man in Maryland went to go get some pre-cooked chicken for his family per his wife's order, decided to buy a lottery ticket, scratched it off, and won $100,000.
Damn. Yes. Yes. DJ Automatic, when I send you to the grocery store, you should be buying a lottery ticket.
Keep your head on a swivel, Automatic. So this man originally thought that the lottery scratcher was just a $10 winning. And then when he scanned it at home and revealed to the family, he let out a big curse word. And from that moment on, the family said, what's going on? They planned to take the winnings, go on vacation, and pay off some family debt and put it towards a new house.
Wait a minute. How much did you say that man won again?
$100,000.
Wow. All right, remember the old saying, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, come on.
That's this man right here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, it's that time of year. A new study is out. What is the worst topping on pizza, according to Americans? I'm going to reveal it now in food news. Hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I already feel attacked. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, so first, let's talk about Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms. They just set an unviable record. Last week, its stock market value shrank by more than $230 billion in a single day after they reported a very rare profit decline. Mark Zuckerberg, creator, owner, says they're moving to a video and virtual experience. Now, he says this new social media technology will be built, others will follow. I mean, it's Mark Zuckerberg, so probably he's probably
right. I'm jumping into the metaverse, dog.
I was going to say, are you going to buy in the dip?
Oh, I'm all the way in there, dog. I'm all the way in there. I got my Oculus
Rift
coming.
Video and, like, virtual experience,
yeah,
talking
dude.
To people and stuff?
It's kind of weird, bro. My homie started doing comedy shows on VR when the pandemic originally kicked off, and now he's literally getting booked to do, like, meetups in Vegas and fly around the country
so
doing them.
So all the people that, like, got popping on Twitch, which is pretty much VR, are like getting paid stupid amounts in Vegas now.
But
to
you
DJ.
Need to get on Twitch, DJ Automatic, okay? All right, now in food news, according to a recent survey, Americans' least favorite pizza topping is, I say pineapple. Anthony, what say you?
Oh, pineapples, for sure, dog.
Okay, well, we're wrong. It's anchovies. But hold up. Pineapple is number two.
There it is, dude. There
you know what
it is.
Pineapple People
pizza.
Don't know a good thing when they have it. Pineapple is the best topping there is. No, it's savory and sweet.
No, I'm here to argue, though. Number three, they say, is jalapeno. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, come on.
What's wrong
it's
with
too
you?
Pickly on my pizza. What do I want that for? You know? Come on. Give me some banana peppers, dog.
Come on.
Who likes jalapenos, bro?
To heat.
I am. I got a sense
I'm telling you right now, the best pizza out there is a Hawaiian pizza. That has jalapenos on it.
No, it's not. And we will debate this another day. And Hawaiian pizza, as Anthony has informed us, wasn't even invented in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's cultural appropriation, for sure.
It was invented in Canada. Okay?
Well, I am French-Canadian, so guess what? It appeals to my taste palate.
He likes pineapple pizza, and he won't take a bath. Very French. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
He killed me with air him out about the bath. All right. It's National Safe Internet Day. All right. So protect your passwords and update everything you need to. It's actually National Boy Scout Day. Shout out to the Boy Scouts.
Shout out to the Boy Scouts out there. They can tie a knot.
They
really
kicked me out of the Boy Scouts because I didn't pay my dues.
Oh, come on. I actually dropped out of the Boy Scouts 2 hours into it.
Why? Because
so, I thought we were going to build race cars. We were tying knots. I did not sign up for that. Anyway, speaking of something outdoors, Dana Cortez, I tell you how much I love flying a kite.
Anthony, you did not tell me how much you love flying a kite.
That's not my favorite, but it's up there.
Oh!
Yeah, dude. Good, automatic, do what you... Come on, get a friend who laughs at your jokes like Dana does. It's National Kite Flying Day.
Oh, that's one of my favorite memories. You know, I've told you before, I grew up in, you know, humble beginnings. Basically, that's like code for poor. And flying kites is cheap. And my uncle would get string, and we'd go fly a little plastic kite all day.
Make
at the
a little trash bag kite. You ever do that?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A little plastic kite. We built our own kite. All right, don't forget, it's Black History Month. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was the first African American ever appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he was appointed by President Lyndon B. Johnson. Served on the court from 1967 to 1991.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's February 8th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and DJ Automatic is about to fill us in with some music facts. Let's go.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Anderson .Paak celebrating today. We're going to start in 1987 because on this day, Run DMC releases the single, It's Tricky. So this was the fourth single from Raising Hell, which went 3 times platinum. And this song is, I mean, it's iconic. It's
TikTok,
huge.
Man, brought it back hard. Kids with this song, they had a blast with it.
Next, we're going to 2002 when the Chicago Police Department receives a videotape allegedly showing R. Kelly engaging in lewd acts with a young girl.
R. Kelly, the man Vibe magazine called the new millennium Marvin Gaye, now in handcuffs, arrested in Florida and charged in Chicago with 21 heinous sex crimes against an underage girl.
Kelly was indicted on child pornography, but was found not guilty at his trial.
It's amazing to me that because men are talented or they possess some kind of artistry of some form, women are discredited and just thrown to the side. And not women, children. These were children. I'm glad R. Kelly's in jail, and may he get what he deserves.
Today in 2004, the Grammys awarded OutKast with Album of the Year. This is the first time a hip-hop act ever won the award, and 50 Cent won Best New Artist at this Grammys as well.
OutKast, I say, is one of the greatest hip-hop, you know, groups of all time. Not just Southern hip-hop groups.
No, they're my top three all
time.
Oh,
they're just absolutely incredible. So, and 50, Best New Artist, they called it. He was great.
And we're talking about the Speaker Box and the Love Below album.
Yes.
Now, this album is a little controversial to me because when it comes to OutKast, I like my OutKast produced by the Dungeon Family. This album was not. This is when they all went on their own, and a lot of people said that they were having differences. I almost don't even know if this should be considered like one album. It should be two separate albums.
Well, it wasn't, but I'm with you on that one. And last, we're going to go to 2009. On this day, Chris Brown and Rihanna missed the Grammys, which they were scheduled to perform at.
Can't turn my back on it, I'm in love, gotta face it. You're the only one I wanna see on the phone.
I think we all remember why. They'd had a big fight. We actually had someone who was in the room when this began to play out. I remember Automatic and I were home, and the person was sending us video and photos of them fighting. And now they've gotten past all of this. They've forgiven each other. Chris Brown went to jail. Chris Brown was on probation for a very long time. But there's other people who haven't. A lot of fans who will never forgive him and don't like the fact that she worked with him again.
One of the most tragic events to ever happen in music history. And I do applaud Rihanna for the full recovery that she made and for finding it in her heart to forgive him. And I'm one of those supporters of Chris Brown who believe that at that time he made a mistake, he paid his consequences, and he's going on with his life there. And I think since he became a dad, you've seen the growth of him as a man. But nevertheless, what he did is inexcusable, and it should never be done to a woman.
I'm glad you mentioned that, though, because Rihanna, she had to forgive him in order
to move on.
To move on and let herself heal.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The relationship between a man and his barber is something that nobody should ever come between. It doesn't matter if that barber is a man or a female. But Automatic, he goes to a hairstylist.
Oh.
So what's the benefits of going to a hairstylist as a heterosexual man? I was talking to two dudes.
I hate you. One studio.
Recap segment on the Dana Cortez Show. And we're talking about the down in the DM that played today where the homie was being accused of maybe, you know, soliciting into some premium content when in reality he was just going to a new female barber who was, you know, she was a looker. She was hot, dude. She was hot for, you know, being a barber. She definitely doesn't look like my barber does. All right, but that got us to talking, and Automatic goes, well, there's plenty of good reasons to go to a female barber, but you, my friend, doubled down. You actually go to a hairstylist. Is that what they call them? I don't know.
Yeah, when you have luscious locks like these, you need somebody to take care of those luscious locks, okay?
And right for my hairline, you bastard, dude.
I didn't say anything.
You cut right to the core
you
of me,
said
dude.
It. I didn't say it.
I got great hair. You have a receding hairline.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You
dude.
Said it.
All right.
But I will say one thing that's better about going to the hairstylist is that the smells and the drinks are better.
Oh!
They got the candles.
What'd you get, a little rose water or something, buddy?
Oh, no. They bring champagne.
Oh, my God. Of course,
I mean,
dude.
If I want a beer, I can get a beer.
You probably sit there with your legs crossed.
I might. You know what? I might just do that. Well, I enjoy my drink. What are you getting at the barbershop?
A Dos Equis and
no,
some...
No, you're getting a pat on the back, maybe.
Dude. And some Bud Lights, dude. No, Bud Heavy, Budweiser, dog. The old classic ones right there.
Reason number two why I like to go see the female stylist. It's more insightful to the female mind. I get a better understanding of how these women think. They're confusing creatures. And any more time that I have to have that insight is valuable to not only me, but the show.
You want
to
go cheese, man. You want to go get some gossip. Get the tea, huh, don't you?
I'd rather hear about their tea than hear about... I could talk sports all day with you.
Dude, that's the best thing about going to the barbershop. You argue, who's better, Drake or Jay-Z, LeBron or Michael Jordan? And those are the classic things that make a barbershop great.
I get paid to do that for a living.
Oh, all right.
And my last thing is I'd way rather have female hands rubbing on my little head than just these big, chunky, masculine hands of just gross. I don't... Ugh. Calluses rubbing on your forehead? That's not for me.
Okay, first of all, Joe and Chris are very nice men, and they have very smooth hands. Okay,
I'm sure they got calluses. You want that working calluses all over the back of your neck?
Homies, let us know if you have to juggle the relationship between your female barber or stylist and your lady, if they're cool with that. And shout out to all the female barbers out there. I'm not anti-female barber. I just don't go to one, all right? Y'all have a beautiful Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How much action did we get on today's Down in the DM with a female barber thing? Y'all talked about it in Two Dudes.
Not as much as your husband got in his stylist chair, Dana. You just see what's going on over
there.
You
seem to be enjoying that chair this last weekend, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, they were Chrome Moretto. That was cool.
I saw you. I put video up of you enjoying that moment.
Well, lately I've kind of been, you know, all over the place when it comes to my hair. I actually had a one-night stand with a barber in Houston.
Oh, what did your barber here say?
Nothing, because I could tell he was a little thrown back because it was a smooth haircut.
Like that really?
That barber in Houston, he turned me out, dude. Shout out to Mikey Fresh out there in Houston.
You can't cheat on your hairstylist.
Up, dude, bad.
I remember when Automatic, our stylist was out of town. She took, you know, a couple weeks off. He can't go that long without a haircut. And she looked a little hurt when he said, who can you recommend in the meantime? She looked at him like, what?
Oh.
I mean, it's only fair. If you you can't do my hair, then I gotta find somebody else.
Dude. But at least you asked her permission.
She actually set me up with somebody else.
Yeah, oh,
okay, there we go. There's a way to, you know, step out on your barber. There's a way to do that.
There's a correct way to do it. Yes. The way you did it, Anthony, that was wrong.
Shady.
That was wrong.
All right, more of the podcast now.